Domestic violence survivors in Franklin County only have one place to go if they need to seek shelter. It's called Choices. For the past 40 years, Choices has operated out of an old house built in the early 1900s. The shelter is getting a brand new building, and WOSU's Paige Flager reports that means increased security and a new chance for secrecy.
This would be one of the safety features that we have that we don't have in the current facility.
Swiping a small key fob, Sue Valillo enters a vestibule to the new building. One door closes behind her and she swipes to enter the next. The new building is in the final stages of construction, and Valillo, the director of Choices, says the security upgrades are astonishing.
And the fence actually is motion sensored, so it will light up when there's activity near a certain section of the fence.
Very 21st century.
Yes, it is. Yes. We're moving from 1900 into the 21st century.
Architects designed the building with security in mind. Its windows are 6 feet off the ground, so there's no fear of people looking in. Several doors can be secured remotely should they need to lock down parts of the building. Valillo says the list goes on.
It is a pretty long list, as you can imagine. Moving from a house built in 1900 to a new shelter that was actually designed for the purpose it's going to be used for.
The building was not only designed for safety, but also for peace of mind for the victims.
We have the glass walls looking out into the courtyard, kind of throughout this part of the building, so that if parents are eating and the kids want to go out and play, they can still watch them. It's really important for a victim of domestic violence to have that kind of visual cue of their kid and know that they're safe at all times.
At any given time, half of the shelter's occupants are children, she says, and the new bedrooms can accommodate families of eight. Plus, there are twice as many beds in the new building. An important expansion, Valillo says, because the old shelter was constantly running out of beds. Shelley Marsh directs the Ohio Domestic Violence Network. She says capacity is a big problem facing shelters across the state, especially in cities like Columbus, where population and rent prices are on the rise.
Shelter stays are getting longer, which also adds to the capacity issue, because if shelter stays are longer because there's not enough affordable available housing, then we can't serve as many people.
Marsh says it's rare for shelters to get a brand new building, mostly because of the price tag. Choices aims to raise more than $18 million in grants and donations to get the new location up and running. But she says a new building can offer shelters a fresh start, especially when it comes to secrecy.
In many communities, it is a secret location, but people find out where it is. We all joke like we're not the best kept secret in town.
After 40 years in the same location, Columbus's undisclosed shelter started to become common knowledge, both for victims and, unfortunately, their abusers. The site of the new shelter is undisclosed, too, but Sue Valillo says it's important for Choices to put in place security measures as though the location was public.
I think our feeling is, in this age of technology in particular, that it's not impossible to find the building if you really want to. If somebody's really determined to do it, they'll be able to do it.
There are rules for victims, like no taking photos in the building, no identifying other victims, no posting on social media. But Valillo says it's a delicate balance between keeping people safe and secure and helping them feel at home. Paige Flager, WOSU News.